listen to the VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Moscow concert hall attack a week ago that left more than 140 people dead was a major blunder for Russia's law enforcement agencies, while the government register of terrorists and extremist groups in the country includes Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group. It also lists LGBTQ plus activists and political opposition groups like that of the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny. That has raised questions about how Russia's vast security services evaluate threats to the country and how gunmen could easily kill so many people at a public event. President Vladimir Putin came to power 24 years ago by taking a tough stance against what he labeled as terrorism. Brazilian Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes has denied a request by former President Jair Bolsonaro that his passport be returned to him so that he can travel to Israel. According to the Supreme Court document released on Friday and signed by de Moraes, it is absolutely premature to remove the restriction imposed on the investigated person, it said. Bolsonaro's lawyer said on Thursday that Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu invited Bolsonaro to an event in May, prompting them to ask the Supreme Court for restoration of their client's passport. Americans are more worried about legal immigrants committing crimes in the U.S. than they were a few years ago, a change driven largely by increased concern among Republicans. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Christians have joined the Good Friday procession in Jerusalem's Old City, commemorating one of the faith's most sacred days, with noticeably thinner crowds amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Squads of Israeli police set up barricades along the Way of the Cross, the route believed to have been walked by Jesus to his crucifixion. The celebrations coincided with Third Friday in the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, with worshippers once again flocking to the Reverend Al-Aqsa Mosque for prayer, despite fears the ongoing war would spark clashes at the revered mosque. The month has so far passed peacefully under tight Israeli security. New video has been released of a shootout between a campus police officer and a gunman that ended a deadly rampage last December at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. The campus surveillance footage was among about 20 hours of video and audio files that were released Thursday. The footage also shows Las Vegas police officers aiding a badly wounded professor who walked out of the UNLV Business School and collapsed on a sidewalk. Manhattan prosecutors are suggesting that Donald Trump violated a gag order in his hush money criminal case this week by assailing the judge's daughter and making a false claim about her social media. Manhattan District Attorney's Office asked Judge Juan M. Merchan on Friday to clarify or confirm the scope of that gag order, which issued on Tuesday, and direct the former president and presumptive Republican nominee to immediately desist from attacks on family members. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has been granted $60 million in immediate federal aid, but warns of a very long road ahead after the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Moore says the best minds in the world are working on plans to clear the debris and move the cargo ship that struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Massive barges carrying cranes are headed to Baltimore to begin the challenging work of removing twisted metal and concrete from the blocked shipping channel. Officials say they'll need to clear the wreckage before resuming the search for four workers who remain missing. The Moscow concert hall again a week ago that left more than 140 people dead was considered a major blunder for Russia's law enforcement agencies because of the long scope of labor.